Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Samach Gimel. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins, Boyer of Oishia, Kodma Bikdishase Mahu. Now this Rav Oishia is a direct follow-up on yesterday's Gemara. So let's just do a quick review. The very end of yesterday's Gemara, we spoke about the din of Esnan Zoyna. We all know the din, L'yovi Esnan Zoyna, Mechir Kelev, Beis Hashem, L'kechel, Chol Neider, Kitiyavas Hashem, it's a tremendous Tayeva bringing Esnan Zoyna. We all know what Esnan Zoyna means. It means a payment for services of a Zoyna. However, the Braisa told us yesterday that it has to be more or less a contemporaneous, simultaneous type of transfer. If there was Bo'olea V'yachekach Nosanla, or Nosanla V'yachekach Bo'olea, then it's not considered to be Esnan Zoyna. So, focusing now on the final line of Samach Beis Amid Beis, the Braisa said, Nosanla, L'moshul, Monday, he gave her the Esnan, the Tle, V'yachekach Bo'olea, and then L'moshul on Tuesday, a day later, he lived with her. What's the din? This is not considered to be an Esnan Zoyna, and you could use it for bringing a carbon Beis Hashem Lekech. Frank Timon, I don't understand why. After all, if he gave it to her on Monday, and he lived with her on Tuesday, why don't you say, top of Samach Gimel, Leichel Allah Yisrael Lemafreya? Why don't you go and say it works Lemafreya? Because after all, when he gave it to her on Monday, so far nothing occurred. But when he lives with her on Tuesday, it should work retroactively, Lemafreya. It should now get the din of Esnan Zoyna. Very, very logical question. It's talking about a situation that the Esnan Zoyna doesn't exist any longer. What do you mean it doesn't exist any longer? He gave it to her Monday morning. Monday afternoon, she already brought the Tlet to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen took it, and he was makriv it for whatever, an oila, a shlomim, a chatas, whatever she needed, and whatever was, of course, appropriate to that behema, and brought it for a carbon. Only subsequently did they live together on Tuesday, so now you're going to go and say, let me pass it to Mafreya. Guess what? It's already brought. It's no longer be'en. You cannot even talk about saying Lamafreya, it should have the status of Esnan Zoyna. You already makrev it already yesterday. That was yesterday's Gemara. Now we get to Boyer of Oishia, which is 8 or 9 lines down. It says Rav Oishia, what happens if instead of Kodma v'hikri vasai, Kodma v'hikti shasai mahu? Meaning, she received the Esnan on Monday morning, but she didn't have a chance yet to go and bring it for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, but instead she was Makdish the Tle already on the spot, Monday morning, Monday afternoon. If it was a Zohar, she said, I'm going to bring it for a Karban Oila. It was an Akeva, she's going to go and bring it for Karban Chattas. Whatever was appropriate, she was ready, Makdish it. And what happens now? She's still holding on to it. And Tuesday, she lives with this fellow. Now, L'choira, we have the Gemara's Kasha at the top. Leichal Allah Isser Esnan L'mafreya. Would you say that the Isser Esnan now attaches to this behema? Because after all, it's still be'en, and therefore she should no longer be able to go and bring it for a carbon. Or maybe not. Maybe the din of, because she was already makdish this behema, it's really no longer hers. It belongs to, it's like Baman Gevaya. It belongs to Rabbeinu Shlalem. And even though the Rabbeinu Shlalem didn't make Kav Yochel, didn't make a Kenyan, but we have a famous rule. Kimin di omama amirasa legvoya kibsirasa lehedyet. Once you make an amir, you're makdishit legvoya. It's as if you handed it over kehedyet. If that's the case, kimandakri vase dami. It's as if you already makrev it. So even though physically it's be'en, but maybe spiritually, it's already considered to be in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So it's really no difference between the Kodma v'hikri v'asoi and the Kodma v'hikdi shasoi. What do you say? Would it be Chalim Afreya or not? But Freyti Mara is Nochlam. Kim boy rabosh. Kan mal di shos ma. Kim di ma mar mi rosi boy kim shos le het. Kim andi kvasi. Da mi. Ay do ma hash le mi ha koi bi ise be einay. It's still be en. So tomorrow le khaira have an easy way to be poshet. The tipshim in Rebluza. I know it says Rebluza, but you see on the second line they corrected to Rebluza. Zok di yomara. Di Rebluza guf. So tipshim in Rebluza. Di yom Rebluza. Kod shekod ma vi kri vasay. Why did Rebluza say it's talking about that she was already makriv the carbon on Monday? Why didn't he give the teretz shekodma the hikti shosai? Is lechoira mashma dafka hikri vasai? Avigdi shosai loy. The Zaytzachos Rebluza himself held no. Only when she was makriv it, and therefore the carbon is not only no longer hers, it's already mum and kivoya, but it's already no longer be'en. Since it's no longer be'en, it cannot be chalim mafreya. And therefore, that's why he said dafka hikri vasei and not hikti shasei. So I can be poishin my shaila. Everything why not? Rabbi Loza gufei kami boyalei. Really, the shaila of Rav Oishia is a follow-up on Rabbi Loza's halacha. What does he mean? My nifshib shita le Rabbi Loza. Tekri vasei dafka. Avli kri shasei loi do isi b'shaz biya. Is that what Rabbi Loza taka meant? Only the case of Ikri Vasoi, because the behemoth no longer exists. It's already gone up in smoke, literally, in terms of the Imarin. And if it was an oila, the entire carbon. Sinishdu. So you can't go and say, let it become Esnan Lamafreya. It no longer exists. Avli Gdisha Asoi, however, if it's still around, no, Loi. That was not the intention, and that was not the teret of Reb Luzar. Why? It's still around. Physically, it's still there. So when she lived with him on Tuesday, so it would be Chalim Afreya, and now this behemoth, even though she was Makdashit, don't bring it Lashem Alekech L'chol Neder, because it's a Tayeva. Oy Dilma, or perhaps, Hikrivasi Pshitale. Truth of the matter is, Reb Lozer himself wasn't 100% sure in the case of Hikti Shasei. Hikri Vase, that's a double pashat. It can't be Chalim Afreya, it's no longer Be'en. However, Gdishasi Mesabkale, the reason why he didn't say Kishikadma Vikdishasi, because he taked a suffix, the same suffix that Rabbi Oishia has, that was Rabbi Loza's suffix too. That if it was only Hikdishasi, could the din of Esnan be Chalim Afreya, yes or no? Says he more teiku tishbi yetaret.
That doesn't add up, because if the woman had sold the animal or given it as a present to someone,
yes,
on Monday afternoon, it's no longer in her rishus. Why and then the subsequent owner can be makdishin or makrivit? Why is this not a change of status of ownership that impedes her being able to attach an issue to it? It's no longer hers. I don't understand why she still has an ownership in this animal.
And we mean after she's makdashit?
Exactly.
It's the suffix.
How can you be sure?
Not necessarily we're talking about a shor. It could be a se, or it could be an ace.
Right. I haven't thought of something.
1 second. Let's do one question at a time.
Okay.
Since the whole Indian of Esnan Zoyne is, she's getting a payment for her services, where of course these are services of a Zoyne, so this is a Tayeva. So says the Gemara, even though it wasn't simultaneous, but it should be Chal Limafreya. If it's Be'en, makes sense to be Chal Limafreya, because after all, that's the reason why he gave her the Se or the Tle in the first place on Monday, because he expected the services on Tuesday. Fine. Said the Gemara yesterday, as long as the animal is be'en, you're right. It should be chal limafreya. However, here we're talking about that the behemoth no longer exists. It went up in smoke, she was makrabit, and therefore you can't go and be chal limafreya. Zokti Gemara, yes, what happens in the case where she's still holding on to it? But she was makdashit already. So you're saying it should be the same thing as going and giving us a present or transferring to somebody else. It's no longer hers. Remember when...
She's a shomer chinam. She's a shomer chinam now. Okay. It's hegdish. It's in her rishus. But she has the status of a shomer.
I hear you loud and clear. Even though something is mom and gavoya, for instance, let's assume that she made it for a neder, or let's say for a neder. And in fact, that's of course the Lashon HaPasuk itself. What's the Lashon HaPasuk? For a neder. Once it's a neder, so then you have achrayis. What's your achrayis? If and when this animal happens to get lost, or it dies, then you have to go and replace it. So baita, even though it's mamon gevoya, but it also has a mamon balim feature in it as well, because they have a chrys.
There's
an interest in the animal, as opposed to if you go and sell it or give it as a present, then there's no longer interest. You're very welcome. Shkoyach. On to the next gemara.
I have a little question, Rabbeinu.
Yes, shoot.
What happened if the Zoyna made a tshuva, she went to mikveh, and now it's another story?
She may be a tzedekis, but the tleh still smells and remains a tzayeva. You can't put the tleh in the mikveh. I mean, you could, but it's not going to help you, because the tleh was given for these types of terrible, nefarious services. So we continue on. Next line. Bo'olav yakach nosan lo esnena is mutter. So it said again in the braisa, which we quoted on the bottom, Bo'olav, he lived with her on Monday. Yakach nosan lo esnena, and after they gave the esnena on Tuesday. Says it's mutter. Freiti Mara, why is it mutter? Because it wasn't simultaneous, it wasn't concurrent. Or a mini. I'll ask you a kasha. Bo'olav yakach nosan lo afil mikan ad shaloishanim. 3 years later, you hear a masa? 3 years later, Bo'olav, he lived with her on Monday, and he gave her the esnan on Tuesday, but not the next day, Tuesday. 3 years later, the esnan is osur. And you're telling me in our gemara, in our braisa of yesterday, 1 day later. The braisa doesn't say how long, it just says, v'achkach bo'olav. Rashi said, le'achar zman. So le'achar zman le'moshel, a day later, a week later, whatever. Says Agmar, it's mutter. It wasn't contemporaneous. He's saying 3 years later, it's awesome. And for the Gemara, Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Amr of Chizda, Lekasha, Hadi Amr, Hizbali, Libetlizeh, Hadi Amr, Lo, Hizbali, Betlestam. Oh. Depends if he designated a particular tleh, or he just said, I owe you a tleh. If he said a particular tleh, he pointed, see this tleh over here, with the funny nose and the funny toes? That's what I'm going to give you. And, in fact, that's what he gave her. So even though he gave it to her a year later, even 3 years later, it was almanas, so to speak. They didn't say expressly almanas, but he said, I'm going to give you this tle zeh. And he gave her this tle zeh. So it's as if a lien attached to this tle at the moment that he lived with her, and then eventually when he redeems his lien by paying her off with that behaima, that tle zeh, what's the halacha? Even 3 years later has the status of esnan. Because after all, he designated that particular one, and she was masking to that particular one. Masha Enkin, the case here on the Amud Beis, Nosan Lo, he gave her tleh, v'yachach bo'olav, or actually our case is forget, bo'olav, he lived with her on Monday, v'yachach Nosan Lo, and he gave her an esnan on Tuesday. He didn't say which tleh. He might have had 100 tleh in his corral. So just eeny, meeny, miny, mo, he gave her a particular tleh. So that was not designated in advance. Therefore, no din of esnan. Frey Timura, on the surface, this has, it's logical. But let's go into the details. Even if he says, how does that help? No, kinyan was made. It's taka true. I designated tleze. But until she takes it, makes a mashicha, hagbo, a glila, a kinyan chalip, an epsa kinyan, so nothing happened. So maybe there would be a mishapara. But anyway, one thing is certain, there is no din of a kinyan over here. So even though he said tlezer, and he changed his mind. Okay, he can change his mind as long as the value is the same for the services. So how does this, how do you say 3 years later it remains an esnan zoyna? Everything where bezoyna veres kichav, like kanyam mashicha, talking about the zoyna was not a yidna, so we're not goita. And by goita, there's no din of mashicha. They only had a kinyan of kesef. And in this case, she didn't go and give kesef, but she gave her services, which has the same status like giving kesef. That being the case, she was koinit after all at that time. even though he didn't hand it over physically until 3 years later. We can talk about that. It's a Yiddish zayna. That even before the bia, he put it into her chotzer, and therefore, as a result, when they had the bia, it was koina from that moment on in the chotzer. Frey Timora, either koiba chatzera, you're talking that he put it physically in her chutzer, ba'aleh v'yachkach nosam la hakanyaleh. What are you telling me? Ba'aleh, he first lived with her, and then he gave her the esnan. He gave her the esnan already before. According to what you're telling me, when would it be koina if he put it into her chutzer? If he's putting it into her chutzer, la'achra masa. So then it makes no difference. Tlezeh, tlestam, your chotzer, nish chotzer, it's all not contemporaneous. It's not concurrent with the provision of services by the Zoyna. So the Chori have to talk about that it was put into her chotzer prior to the Masabiyah. If you're talking about prior to the Masabiyah, and then at the time of the Biyah, you're saying, okay, now it's koina automatically in the chotzer. Guess what? That's not a bo'olah v'yachach nosanlah. That's a nosan lo v'yachgach bo'olah, because he already put in the chutzah from before. So l'choy the b'raisa doesn't make sense when you say bo'olah. It's nosan lo koydim. Everything while it's richa the shavi nila apoytiki. He made an apoytiki, a mortgage. As vas, the omala. He says to her, I am really going to go and pay you l'mushal $200 for your services. However, you don't trust me, so I'm going to go and give you collateral. What's the collateral? I'm going to go and give you this flat. And he says to her, "In my sinloch zuzi mikan viad yo imploini. If I'm going to bring you within lemushal a week, I'm going to go and bring you the $200. Mutav, I take my tle back. The eloi shakle, the eloi. And if I don't give you the money, then shakle besnenach. Then you can go and hold on to it, and you can go and keep it. Ah, since he gave her already the esnan, and it was in her chotzer." So like Barry was saying before, in the meantime, she's just a shomeres, shemachinim, shemesocher, whatever you want to call it, but she's just a shomer, it happens to be in her chutzah, and she's waiting until he's eventually going to go and pay. If he pays, he gets his tleh back. If he doesn't pay, then she keeps the tleh. Oh, so attack a week later, he does not pay, and now she keeps it. Oh, that's why you have the lashon. Bo'aleh, he lived with her on Monday. At that time, she already had the tleh in the chotzer, but it didn't belong to her. She's just holding on to it as collateral. The yachach nosalah. And then when he said, I cannot pay, I don't have any cash, keep the tleh, that's when it became achach nosalah, an effective nesina. So therefore, we have in both cases, in the case of the Zayin Avedis Chavim, the kinyan is the kesef, the provision of services. Case is only Israelis, the Kenyan is the Kenyan Chotzer.
Just to clarify, if he gave her the Seh and then they had relations, then that is considered Esan Zong. Right?
If you, let's go back to the Gemara of yesterday. Do you see the Bryce of yesterday?
Yes.
Start three lines from the bottom of the Yomit. Elohochi Komar. You have three lines at the bottom of the Yomim of the Gemara?
Yeah.
He gave the Esnan on Monday and he lived with her on Tuesday. Oy. Ba'aleh, on Monday he lived with her. And then he gave the Esnan on Tuesday. So in each case, there wasn't a concurrent, simultaneous, contemporaneous exchange. There was a distance of time in between the Maisaviyah and the Maisanasina, regardless of which one came first. In both cases of the Braisa, mutalach, mutalach, he allowed to go and bring it for a carbon since it wasn't concurrent. Mar just asked Akasha. I have another Braisa that says even 3 years later it has a din of Esnan. Simora said it depends whether it's Tlezeh or it was Tlestam. Tlezeh even 3 years later. Tlestam makes no difference. Ba'aleh first, Nosan Lel first, makes no difference, since they didn't designate any particular one, it was just Tlestam, Gunish mit Gunish. So Frank Timara, even if you said Tlezeh, there was no Kenyan made, so it's just Dvorin Ba'alma. He committed to go and give her this Tle, and he didn't give it. go and sue Gracie Mansion. Go and take him to court. He said, he didn't give Glezer. What difference does it make? Bottom line, there was no Kenyan. He says, there was a Kenyan. What type of Kenyan? In the case of the Zoyin of Eretz Yisrael, the provision of services, in the case of Zoyin of Yisraelis, it was Bechatzera.
But if how can if he actually gave it to her? That's better than Apotiki. He's giving it to her, and then she renders her services. That should be an Estanzona. It's in her possession.
Okay, so in this last case that we're talking about, he goes and tells her, I'm going to go and give you $200. She says to him, that's a very nice amount, Shkoyich, but what's the guarantee that you're not going to run away like a million others? I provide the services and I don't get paid. You got to pay me in advance. I don't have any cash on me. I didn't even remember to take along my American Express credit card, which you're not supposed to leave home without it. I forgot. What am I supposed to do? Give me collateral. Okay, I have the shepsela over here, a tle. You hold on to it. What happens then with this tle? He says to her, if I go and pay you cash within 10 days, I get my tle back. If not, you keep it and do whatever you want. She says, I mask him. Fine, no problem. So at the time of the actual bia, when the services were provided, no tle had changed hands in the certain sense of that she now owns it. It still belongs to him. She's just holding it as collateral in her chatzah. Ah, says the Gemara, if ultimately, and within it, the time period of the 10 days, or like the Braisa says, within 3 years, if he never pays, then she takes it, then it's hers, and this is considered to be like contemporaneous. Why? It's 3 years later. Yeah, but she's had in her chatzah for the last 3 years, holding it dearly to see what's going to happen within 3 years. He's going to pay and not going to pay. Eventually he did not pay. It has a status of Esnan Zoyna. Good?
No, she's not Jewish.
If she's not Jewish, you don't have to have the chutz. If she's not Jewish, then as soon as you provided the services, she receives that tleb, it belongs to her.
But I'm saying, if in this case, if she gets it and she does mashicha on it, and then she provides services, to me that certainly should be an estanzon.
We're talking about that there was no mashicha. The Gemara asked, there was no mashicha. My hava mechasa mashicha. And for the Gemara, by a goita, you don't need mashicha, it's the services, that's the kinyan. By a Yidna, by a Yisraelis, it's Bechatzera. But there was no Mashiach made. No Mashiach, no Mesira, no Hagbah, no Galila, no Chalipin. Next question.
But from the Amid Beis of yesterday, it seems to be that there has to be some contemporaneous. If she got it in advance, it doesn't. It's not tainted.
If Nosan Law, and let's say we're talking about a Goita, even if he gave it to her, it does not belong to her yet. Why doesn't it belong to her yet? Because she didn't make a kinyan. What type of kinyan do you expect that she's going to go and make? She's going to either pay for it, kinyan kesef, or she's going to go and pay in kind with services. These services that she's providing are not such kind services. They're very nefarious services, but they have the value of the $200, whatever they made up. And therefore, if and when they afterwards live together, by a goita, she is koina, because it's tle ze. If he just promised her tle stam, did not hand over any tle to her, and then even though he gives it to her an hour later, 3 hours later, whatever, after the maisa bia, but the maisa, it wasn't contemporaneous, and therefore it does not have the status of maybe an hour later, it have to be la'achar zman. If he only gives it to her a day later, even though he promised, and he said on a stack of Bibles,
right, understood. But what about where she did make mashicha and then provided services? Isn't that an esan zona?
If Mar said if there's a mashicha on the tle, then yeah. If it would be this tle zeh, she makes a mashicha on it and she's a Jewish lady, that would be a kinyan, and then it would be chal. That's what the Bryce is telling us. With a mashicha, the kinyan would be chal, even though it wasn't contemporaneous.
Yeah, but the end of the Amud Beis is Ela Hachikam Nashama Viachak Bavach Rakakah Nashama. It's not a mutter. Why is it mutter?
Because there was no Kenyan made. No Kenyan, my friend.
Nashama.
Nosan-law. Let's assume she was Jewish. He gave it to her. Jewish. Did she make a Mashiach? No. Did she make a Masira? No. Did she make Agba? No. No Kenyan.
No Kenyan.
No Kenyan. Okay?
Okay.
Good. And we continue on. We have now concluded the exciting, fascinating halacha of Esnan, and we go back to the Hilchos Shviyas, which is where we got into this in the first place. What is the Shviyas that we're talking about? Shviyas, of course, we mean, of course, Shmita. If you go back again to Samach Beis Amid Beis, around 10, 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Dvei Rab Yana, it's the third word on the line, Dvei Rab Yana, Yasvi Peire Shviyas Me Aniyim. The household of Rabbi Yannai borrowed Peirush Shviyas from Aniyim in the seventh year. By definition, we're talking about Shmita year. Borrowed Peirush Shmita. Upar lehu, and eventually paid back Bishminas a year later. Not with Peirush Shmita, but Fakeret, with regular, normal Peirus. Now, had there been a concurrent, contemporaneous exchange of Shmita Peirus for regular Peirus, as we had earlier, since Shviyas Tefeses Esta Meha, not only would the original Peder Shmita have the din of Kedusha Shmita and the Isser of Shmita, for instance, of Biur that we spoke about yesterday, but the new Peder Shminas would also have the same din if there was a Chalipin contemporaneously. Of course, that's an oxymoron. It's impossible, because we're talking about it's a year later. But if the two, let's not talk about Peders. You had Peder Shmita, and you bartered them for a piece of basar, for a piece of meat. And after that, you took the piece of meat, and you bartered it for a piece of fish. And then the fish, you bartered it for lamushal, for shemen, or for yayin. What did we learn in the Gemara yesterday? Because it's du'a pusik in the Torah. Yo'yivel hi koydish ti'alechem. The Gemara said, that Kedusha remains forever and ever, and it gets transferred from the original Shemitah, stays with the original one, but it's like the din of Tmurah, the next one gets the Kedusha, except over here, each time you do a new Chalipin, it travels from A to B to C to D to E, and therefore, at the end of the day, you have two that are imbued with Kedusha Shemitah, the original Peder Shviyas, and the final, the Chalipe, Chalipe, Chalipe. That final one also has a din of Kedushas Shmita. So Gemara was saying yesterday, what happens in this case? They borrowed the Shviyas Peders in the seventh year, Shmita Peders, paid them back a year later with Shminas Peders. Do you say now that the Kedusha of the seventh gets now switched, exchanged, extended to the Peders Shminas? Why would it be if the two were there contemporaneously? No question that we would say that not only the original Shemitah Peders have the din of Kedusha Shemitah, but we would say the same thing applies to the new ones. But here, by the time it's Shminis, those Peder Shviyas had long been consumed. They don't exist anymore. Do I have an issue of Isser and Kedusha Shviyas on the Peder Shminis? So also Amr later Rabbi Yochanan, they asked Rabbi Yochanan Amr lehu, and he said, no, Yoisein Avdin, that there is no such thing, that the Kedusha and the Isser no longer changes or no longer gets extended to Shminis. Why, said Rashi? Because they're no longer be'en. See, Yoisein Avdin, you look at the Rashi, Rashi holds about 12 lines from the bottom. Kimadahi shata lehava hanoch be'en, since the Shviyas Peders no longer exist. There was no physical chalipin one for the other. Love chalipin enu. And then the Gemara said, "Ukinegdu be'er esnan." That also has to be contemporaneous, and that's how we got into the previous discussion that we just completed. So now the Gemara goes back to this halach of shviyas and says, "Ah, when it's not contemporaneous, then there is no issue of shviyas." Frank the Gemara Masav Rav Sheish is two lines from the bottom. You have an employer with employees, and he owes them a dinner, not dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, but dinner, a dinner, a matbeya. And a dinner, a matbeya, is quite a large amount of money, relatively speaking. And the Gemara says, Oymer odom lechamor v'lepayalef, lechu v'ichlu b'dinner zeh, t'u ishtu b'dinner zeh. Here, I give you a dinner, this is either your wage or your fringe benefit. Go and take it and have a good time. Echlu usu. or tzu, the ichlu, or tzu, the ishtu, ushtu, whatever, take it. And now the balabus, that means the employer that gave that original dinner, he doesn't have to worry. Nowadays, of course, we don't think in those terms that much about shviyas, ma'is, and yayinesach. It would be like today, you have an employer who is an erlich yid, and he unfortunately has employees that are not yet erlich yid, hopefully soon to be erlich yid. They might be, chas v'sholem, secular Jews that are not following the mitzvahs of the Torah. So what happens if I'm the employer and I give Jack Goldberg, who unfortunately is not yet frum, I give him a dinner, and then he goes into a non-kosher restaurant and he buys chazarai. Am I responsible that he took that dinner and he's using it to go and buy chazar or nevelis or treifas? It's not my problem. I just gave him his wage, and he does whatever he wants to do. I mean, I feel bad that unfortunately he's using my money, now it's his money, of course, to go and buy chazarai. But it's not my fault. Can't blame me. So the same thing over here. If I go and give him the dinner and say, Nem, take this dinner and buy dinner with it, or lunch, or whatever, and what happens subsequently, that they now give these funds, either lemoshel, to go and buy Peiro Shemitah, and now they're giving the Chenveni money for Peiro Shemitah, and now those monies are going to be imbued with Kedusha Shviyas. Oy, 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 let's make sure the Chenveni doesn't go and use them to go and buy a bicycle or an iPhone, but he should use it to go and buy food and eat it quickly before his man beer. That's not my problem. What happens if they go and buy Teva and they don't go and give Trumas and Masris? It's not my problem. What happens if it happens to be a goy and they're going to go and drink Yayin Nesach, and therefore he is now getting Hanoah from the Yayin Nesach, in that the goy is now appeased, he's drinking the Yayin Nesach? It's Osir Bano. The boy said, it's not my problem. I didn't tell him to go and buy Chazarai and go and buy Tevel and go and buy Shemitah. I just gave him the money, and now he does whatever he wants with it. However, the Omar Lohem, what happens if it's the other way around? He says, Tzu v'ichlu, you go and buy whatever you want and have a good day and eat Vani Pareya, and I'm going to go and pay the bill. Tzu ishtu, go out and drink Vani Pareya, and I will pay for the bill. Oh! Now you got to be concerned, because when he is picking up the bill after they've eaten or drunk, can you imagine your employee went to a non-kosher restaurant? In fact, the name of the non-kosher restaurant was Prime Pig, Prime Chazer Nebuch Restaurant. And now, sorry, what was that?
There's a restaurant in Williamsburg called Trafe.
Called Trafe. Trafe a restaurant. Does it have Ashkocha? Anyway, so he goes to a Trafe restaurant, and now he's paying the bill. $50 for that person eating the Bailis of Trafe is a Chazarai. Rachmonel, it's long. I'm paying for Trafe. Says the bride, that's Usa. No good. Now you have to worry about that the Chenveni has received Shmita money. You have to worry about that you're paying for a tevel that the person ate without giving trumas and maizes. You have to worry about that you're paying for yayin esach.
But the point, there's an inflection point where it translates, because you can say, go to the Chenveni and tell them he gave you $100, give you a dinner. I'm already paying. I paid, you know, the Chenveni lent me a dinner. I gave it to you through the Chenveni. Here's my shaliach. And then you go and spend it at the Chenveni, whatever you want.
So that was the first case. You give him the dinner, or you say to the Chenveni, he has credit for $100 or for dinner. In that case, you're hoping and praying that when he goes to the Chenveni, he's only going to go and take from him kosher food. What happens if this Chenveni has two different shelves in the supermarket, here only kosher, and here it says non-kosher? Is it his fault that unfortunately the employee buys the non-kosher food? Of course he wants him to buy the kosher food. But that,
if the balabai just says, go, you have one dinner credit.
Okay. That's fine. As long as he doesn't select the food items, it's the employee that takes the food item, it's not his headache.
Okay. But he doesn't say, go and eat what you want. He's assuming the food himself and there's halika.
I don't know if you have employees or not, but if and when you have, and you give them their weekly or their monthly check, do you tell them, I'm giving you $100 or $1,000 for doing a great job, Jack, you really did a wonderful job. The money I'm giving you, I want you to only use it to go and buy a Sefer Torah, or go and buy tefillin with it, or buy Sidurim, or buy a Zoyer, buy Divrei Yoel, go and use it for a Kusha, don't use it for anything else. The guy's going to look at you in a Michigan. I provided the services, I'm great in IT, and I'm great in sales. I did my job. I'm going to use the money whatever I want to use it for. I'm going to go and buy a house with it. I'm going to buy a car, a bicycle, whatever, you know. It's his money.
When he goes to the store and you say, you know, when it becomes halipi, when the balabai says, eat what you want and I pay for it later.
That's the second case. Tzivu v'ichlu, v'ani pireya, then you're nailed. Then you are now paying for chazara, you're paying for this tevel that was eaten, etc., etc. Then it's yes.
Give them a budget and call the hanveni and said, look, here is they have a dinner to spend. Then that's fine.
You're talking about giving them the money in advance, or you have a line of credit with this hanveni. So I'm glad that you're talking about that, because the Gemara is going to talk about that shortly. We're not up to that point, but Bill, we're going to get to it shortly. But in the meantime, what do we see from this braisa? We see from the braisa in the second case. If the employee has already eaten up lemushel the peder shvius, right? He bought peder shvius, he's eaten it already. Says the braisa, if I am now paying the chenveni for the peder shvius, I got to be very concerned. Choishish mishum shvius. I have to go and tell that chenveni, I want you to know the money that I'm paying you now is for the peder shmita that Jack ate yesterday. He's eaten it already. No, done. This money that I'm giving you now, since it's in exchange for the Peder Shemitah of yesterday, it has Hilchus Shemitah applying to it. So make sure, for instance, that you eat it up before the Zman Biur, and that you only use it li'achla v'loy l'schayra. Don't go and buy cars and real estate with it. Use that money to go and eat food, and eat it before the Zman Biur. Freitimara, why? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say in the case of Rabbi Yanai that once the food has been consumed, it no longer exists? It's no longer a chalipin. It's only a chalipin if they are existent at the same time. Remember what Rashi say? Like Rashi yesterday. Lo yichlufi hani bahani. To lehava hanach be'en. The original Peder Shmita already eaten up yesterday. So when I'm paying for it today, I'm not making chalipin of shvias for money. For whatever. The Shemitah doesn't exist anymore. It's got to be Be'en. So L'choyr is a Shver Akasha. We see even if it's not Be'en, I still have to be Choyshish Mishim Shvias. I have to be concerned that the money that I'm giving is now Demei Shvias in the hands of the Chenveni. And he's not going to go and treat it that way. As we freak the Gemara. Ter Gemara of Chizda. B'Chenveni Hamakifoy. So let's go back. I'm sorry, I skipped two lines. Alma ki kapara dmei isur kapara. From the sefer, we see that he is paying dmei isur. In other words, the person that already ate the shvius product or the tevel or the ayin nesach, he's now paying for the isur, even though the isur doesn't exist anymore. Shushanovki guessed and was already consumed. Hachanami ki kapara dmei isur kapara. In the eighth year, when they're paying back for the 7-year payers by Dvei Rabbi Yanai, I should say that these new payers have the din of Kedusha and Isser of Shemitah year. And for the Maritir Gemara of Chizda, this price is talking about a special situation. And Ukimta, Bechenveni Hamakifoi, the Mishtabidle, Kim the Orchel Akufei, Konile Dinner Gabe. Oh. What are we talking about? This is not just Tama Chenveni that he never met. This is his favorite grocer who has with him a line of credit. He's Makifa. He only has to pay at the end of the week or the end of the month. He gives him credit. He gives him advances. And therefore, even before this employer handed over the money, his money in the bank already had a lien attached to it. It was already Meshubad. Why was it Meshubad? They didn't make up on this particular transaction. You're right. Abakim, the Orchel Akufei, since that's their way of their relationship, their business relationship, that he gives them constantly a line of credit up to twice $500 a week, whatever it is, even though the dinner is still in the pocket or still in the bank of the employer, it's as if he handed it over because it's already meshubed, it's already, he has a debt interest in that dinner. And that's why I say that when eventually he hands over the dinner, it's as if the chendini was holding it all along at the time of the sale or the handing over of the food to the employees. It's as if he got the contemporaneous exchange of the dinner in hand, even though he didn't. But the lean quality of it, the shibud quality, is strong enough. It's as if it's a real chalip in the end. It's not that I'm paying him now for yesterday's meal. It's as if I paid him at the time that the other guy is eating. He already received the money in hand, and that's the reason why I'm choishish mishum, shmi is maser yainas. Frank Timura.
Wait, quick question.
Yes, sure.
When they borrowed the pair of Shemitah initially, that was permissible. That was before the Zman Beer. So what made it now all of a sudden have Kedusha Shvias after the Zman Beer where it'd be prohibited? They ate it before Zman Beer. Everything should be okay.
Brother Shai, you're asking an excellent, excellent question. We're not referring really to any Isurim. We're asking whether or not the Chalipin helps to extend the Kedusha to this new Shminas Peiros. In other words, what happens if it's in the middle of Shemitah year? I have Peiros Shemitah, I was Zochem in a Hefker, and I have them now in my hand. I can eat them directly, or if I want, I can go and exchange them for other food items and eat that food. There's nothing wrong with that. I can go to the butcher and say to the butcher, I need roast beef for tonight. I don't have any cash. I have Peder Shemitah. And then the butcher says, fine, I'll take the Peder Shemitah. I will make sure to keep them with their Kedusha Shemitah and therefore eat them before the Zman Beer. Nothing wrong with that. What happens, however, to the meat, to the roast beef? The roast beef also has now Kedushas Shemitah in it. I better go and either eat it or exchange it for other foods and consume them before the Zman Beer. So, I take and get the roast beef. After that, I hear from some people in my family that they're, what are they called, veggies or whatever these people are called today that don't eat meat. And therefore, Barry, you know, you have people in your family who don't eat any meat, right?
Vegans.
Vegans, oh, not veggies. Vegans, sorry. So these are vegans. Do vegans eat fish? I think some do, some don't. Slice of fish. But anyway, so this vegan says, I don't need the meat, but I could use a nice piece of fish. So he goes to the fishmonger and says, I'd like to buy from you a whole salmon. And he says to him, fine, do you have money to pay? I don't have money to pay, but I have delicious roast beef, which I bought from the non-trefer restaurant in Wilhelmsburg, and it has hashkuchas, no problem. I switch now the meat for the fish. Guess what? The kedusha of the Shemitah now goes from the meat into the fish. So now when I get this fish in hand, it has kedusha Shemitah. What does that mean? I can exchange it for other foods, I can eat it, but it's got to be eaten prior to the Zman Beer. Fine, done. Let's get back to Beit Rabbi Yanai. We borrowed now the Peiros in the seventh year. I'm paying back the Rabbi Yanai a year later with Shminas Peiros. Do I have to be concerned that these Shminas Peiros now become imbued with that Kedusha Shemitah, that therefore I have to go and tell the Beit Rabbi Yanai, tell the Aniyim, I want you to know, these Shminas Peiros are now Shvias Peiros, because we're doing this Chalipin, and make sure to eat it before Zman Beer, make sure not to go and sell them to go and buy a bicycle, you can only exchange for other foods, la'aklav lo'y deschayra. Do all of these halachas apply? Says Rabbi Yochanan, forget about it. Since the Shvias Peiros were already consumed, even though this is in exchange, it's a barter, but the barter of Hilchos Shmita transferring from A to B is only if A is still in existence. Since A is no longer in existence, the person already ate it a year ago, then there's no kedusha, no iser transferring to the Peder Shminas. Are we okay now, Brother Shai?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. So the kashya in our Gemara is, Here we have a situation where the employee already ate up the shvias, and now I am paying the chenveni for it. Why do I have to be choshim shim shvias? There's no kedusha shvias anymore. Machinovsky gets, and it's already consumed. Now is Zimoris kasha. Zimoris says it's talking about a case where we have a chenveni that pay that collects, or he charges on credit or gives credit. There's a line of credit, and so therefore, at the very time that they bought the whatever it was, it's as if the dinner already got now imbued with the dinner. I'm sorry? Shelly, you have to put yourself on mute. Shelly, put yourself on mute. Okay? Thank you very much. So getting back to our Gemara. So since the chenveni is makifoy, so it's already a lien attaches to the dinner at the time that they were ready eating their meals, or even before they ate the meals. As soon as they received the meal from the chenveni, they received the goods. Give the orch lakufi, come lay dinner gabe. Fine, good teretz. So the case of Rabbi Yanai was, there was no chenveni hamakif situation. So he's just paying him a year later. There's no pre-existing shvius produce left. That has already been consumed. But over here, it's as if there was a contemporaneous exchange of value, because even though he didn't give him the dinner, but the dinner has now become the shuvit to pay him. A lien is attached. It's as if he gave it to him. And that's why the choshish mishum shvius. Freitimar. What would be in the case of a chenveni that does not give a line of credit? What would you say? Mutter, that the money that is given subsequently, that would be okay. Why? Why doesn't it get kedushas shvias? Because the shvias has already been consumed, like we had by Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. If that's really true, Adetani, why do we have such a contrast between the Reisha and the Sefer? What did it say in the Reisha? The Reisha said, "Tu v'ichlu b'dinner zeh, tu ushtu b'dinner zeh." Here is the dinner. Use it to go and buy food. And we said in the Reisha, no problem, because no, it's not my problem, it's not my headache, it's not my issue what the employee is going to do with the money. That's his issue. Frank Tamara, living, listen, be done. Why don't we go and bring the two cases much closer together to highlight the contrast? And let's start again. Let's go and say, in other words, start the braisa fresh. Leave out the first case. In both cases, both the Reish and the Sefer, we're talking about that the money was paid li'achar hamaisa, after the person already consumed, the employee already consumed. And now I'm paying for it. Do I have to be noivis about teva? Do I have to be noivis about yayin nesach? Do I have to be concerned about shvius? Let the braisa say, depends. If the chenveni has a line of credit with me, I have a line of credit with the chenveni, so then the dinner was already meshubit at the time of the sale, and as a result, I have to be concerned. Mishum shvius, yayin nesach, and mishum maiser. However, if we didn't have a line of credit, so I'm only paying liachra maiser, so then nothing to do with me. I don't have to worry about shvius. Why don't I have to worry about shvius? Because shvius doesn't exist anymore. Machinovsky gessen. It's already consumed. Like Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, every the Gemara, lifting the sidur, med v'mum chenvi the makifah the mishtabele, av chenvi shemini the mum mutter, v'oy nucha kasha, chenvi she'ein makifay, miloy mishtabed. Even if the chenvi does not extend the line of credit, why don't we say that there's a shibud? Aiv amarava ho'im al chaveray, 10 money leploini v'yiknu kol nechosai loch, konem b'din orev. What is this all about? What happens if, in a normal transaction, Reuven gives Shimon $100, and Shimon gives the goods to Reuven, right? He buys something, he gives him the money. Very simple. Here you have three parties. Reuven says to Shimon, 10 money leploini. Don't give me any money. Give money to Levi. Give money to Levi. And as a result, all my nechasim I am selling to you. Normally, Reuven would say to Shimon, I'm giving you all my nechassim, pay me the money. So no, you don't have to give me the money. You go and give the money to Levi. That's also good. Shtei dots kana. It works. I, the moicher, didn't receive any money. Says Yimor, works midin orev. What means midin orev? Explains Rashi. Every orev, every guarantor on a loan, did he receive any benefit? Did he receive any money, any consideration? No. But he's willing to be mishabed himself even if he didn't receive any funds. Same thing over here. Even though the mocher didn't receive any monies, he's willing to go mishabed himself in this transaction. I'm selling you all of my nechassim. I'm not getting a penny. Gunish. Nevertheless, it's koina midin arev. Says Imar, it should be the same thing over here too. We got three parties. We have the employer, we have the employees, and we have the chenveni. So even though the employer hasn't worked directly with the chenveni, it must be that he told the chenveni now, or a week ago, or a year ago, that any time I'm going to send my employees to you, I'm going to go and pay for the food, the achar maisa. So even though there was no line of credit, so to speak, but the chenveni knows that as soon as I go and give the meals to the employees, the employer will be on the hook. Midin arvis, midin arev. So Ibazai, what difference does it make? Your line of credit, nish line of credit, he should be meshubet at that moment. Elo marava, lo ishna makiv, lo ishna imakiv. The truth is, really makes no difference. Your credit, nish credit. Avagav de meshabed lei, kiven do lei miyachet shibudei loy mitzer. Even though he's, of course, Meshubit, he's obligated to go and pay. But unless he's Miyachet Shibudeh, in other words, if he set aside particular monies, like we had on the Amud Aleph, Atlezeh, if he just has a general obligation, then Loi Mitzer, that when he pays the money subsequently, it would not get the din of Kedusha Shvius. Why not? Because even though there's a general Shibud, but there's no miyuchet shibud on these monies directly. So ein choshesh, you wouldn't have to worry mishum shvias. But it says in the price, you do have to worry mishum shvias. Halacha amai choshesh mishum shvias, what does that mean? Hala miyachet shibudei, hacha amra papa. I'm sorry. Hala miyachet shibudei hacha. Amra papa, ki goin shehiktim loy dinner. Papa says, Rabbi Yisai, it's a brand new case. And the seif it's talking about, he gave him the dinner up front. The employer went to the employee and says to, sorry, not the employee, to the chenveni. Says to the chenveni, I have a bunch of employees. They're all going to come to your store this afternoon or this evening to go and buy food. Here I'm giving you the dinner in advance. I know whatever amount of food that they're going to buy is going to be worth less than the dinner. And then afterwards you'll give me the, you'll make a cheshbon and you'll give me the change. So since he gave the money in advance, and now what's happening here in the Sefer is they're buying Shvius, or they're buying Meiser, or Tevel, or Yayin Nesach, Ukedayma, so he's already funding those purchases. He didn't give the money to the employee. He gave the money to the Chenveni. So when the Chenveni sells them, or gives them any food which is quote-unquote not kosher, or in the case of Shvius, which has in it Kedusha Shvius, then he's responsible for it. That's the Choshish. That's not what it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says that he's handing over the money in advance, or in the Sefer, he pays the money at the end. What is this Hiktim law? He gave money to the Chenveni in advance. Amrav Kana, Amrita Shvata Kam, the Rezvim, Minado. Amalei. So he told him, Ihachi. If that's the pshat in the brisa, adatani tzu v'ichlu, he says tzu v'ichlu va'ani poireya tzu v'ichlu tzu v'ishtu ani poireya. In the sefer, it should say tzu v'ichlu tzu v'ishtu v'ani mechashiv miboyele. If you're telling me that he paid the chenveni in advance, so it's not that v'ani poireya and I will pay. I already paid. All we're going to do is make a cheshbon as to whether I still owe him a couple of pennies or he owes me some. In other words, we'll have to make a cheshbon to see whether my dinner was more than enough or whether there's a shortfall. So it shouldn't say v'ani pareh, it should say v'ani mechashiv. Amalei told him, you're right. Tzu, tani, tzu v'ani, tzu v'ani mechashiv. Make a slight emendation in the braisa. Instead of v'ani pareh, it should say v'ani mechashiv. So since he gave the money in advance, and that money was present at the time that the person who bought the Peder Shvius bought the Peder Shvius, so then this money is the Chalipin for the Peder Shvius. This money now is impressed with Hilchai Shvius. Make sure that it's used either for other food items or it's eaten before Zman Biur, but don't use it to go and buy a Tesla or anything else. So that's teretz number one. Rav Ashi Omar ki goin shenotel v'nosim biyad. What does that mean? It means that the employer joins the employees when they go to the company, and he says to these employees, Chevra, tzu v'ichlu, tzu ishtu. Today is on me. I'm going to take care of payment. So go into this chandani, buy and eat, buy and drink, and I'm going to take care of paying the amount. But one step more, that now when the chandani hands over the produce, he hands it over to the employer, and the employer now takes it in hand and hands it over to the employee. Oh, so he's directly giving him the tevel, or the yayin nesach, or the kedusha shviyas peiris. In such a situation, then avada, the employer is on the hook, because he's the one that actually handed over the goods. He gave it to him in his hand, these peiris shviyas. Why does it say in the braisa tu'u, the ichla tu'u is su, which means leave the office, go home, go to the chenveni, go to the grocer, and I'll take care of it. If you're telling me that the employer accompanied them to the chenveni, and he's the one that hands over the goods, biyodayim, nasvanas biyan, tlu vi ichlu, tlu ish sumi boile, shouldn't say tu'u. Guys, go, gentlemen. I'm coming with you. And we're going to go and share the same Uber to get to the chenveni. Amalei, you're right. Tni, change the brisa, not tzu ushtu, tzu v'ichlu, but tni, tlu v'ichlu, tlu ushtu. Tlu means I'm handing it over. Here, take it from me. Finally, Zatimara. Yosef Rav Nachman mi'ula v'abi mi'bar papi, v'yosef Rav Chiya bar ami gabaya, v'yas v'kama boyelahu. They ask the following shayla. Schoroi lishbor b'yayin nesach mal. Now, with this, we have concluded the discussion not only of the Esnan and the Shviyas. We go back to the beginning of our perek. Remember, we learned yesterday, it says at the beginning of the perek, Hasoichas apoyu, lasis ima b'yayin esach. Schoroi osur. And we say, why is this char osur? Because they made a special knas, konsu chacham mechamarim u'b'yayin esach. Okay, so what happens? I hire a poyu, and I tell him, I have a whole bunch of barrels of yayin nesach that I have to go and move from here to Detroit, or from here to Brooklyn. Whatever, I got to get rid of these. I want you to go and take them in your back of your truck and transport it from here to there. Any amount that he's going to receive, schorei is osur. Osur, osur. Okay, what's the case of our Gemara now? The reason why I want this individual to work for me vis-a-vis the Yayin Nesach is not because I want to sell the Yayin Nesach or give it away. I want to destroy the Yayin Nesach. However, Rabbi Yisai, I'm too busy. I have to go and learn the Daf and Chazaret, and I have to do Tshuva, Elul coming up. I don't have the time. So I go and call up Yankel, and I say, Yankel, can you do me a favor? I have here 100 barrels of Yayin Nesach. I want to get rid of all of them. The best way is I have a sledgehammer. I want you to go in, or an axe. I want you to break every one of these barrels so that all of the Yayin Nesach should go out into the sewage pipes, go to the Yam HaMelech. I want to destroy it once and for all to get rid of it. And the post says, fine. How much are you going to pay me for it? $500. Is that schar mutter or osir? After all, we said in the Mishnah, Soiches HaPoyel, Las is in the Yayin Nesach, schari osir. He's working with Yayin Esach, so maybe it's Arsur. And that's Yimara Shai. Zokti Yimara, v'kami boilu, schorei lishbor, v'yayin Esach mal. Mi amirin kibbe de roitze, v'kiyumai. As far as the poil is concerned, the poil wants these barrels of wine to stay intact until he breaks them. Because if they fall apart on his own, then the employer will say, what did you do for me? You didn't break 100 barrels, you only broke 90 barrels, because 10 of them broke on their own. So the poil, in a sense, is davening, oh, you're going to make sure that all of these barrels remain intact until I take my axe and sledgehammer, so that I should get paid for every one of the barrels. Otherwise, you'll have me over the barrel. So, given the rights of a kiyum, I also, like our Mishnah, anybody that is trying to get rid of tifla, tifla is today, nowadays, in Yiddish, when a Yid davens, he says a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and lahavdu, when a goy prays to his God, we call it tifla. Tifla is an expression which means avoidazura, which means fair, it means gunish. And therefore, kol lemute tifla, he's trying to remove the ayinesach, he's trying to uviarta harami kirbecha, get rid of this isra no, get rid of this ayinesach. So maybe you should go and get a prize. So is this permissible? Can he keep the money for destroying the ayinesach? Amar Rav Nachman, yishbar the tovi ula brucha. Not only should he be shoiver, and he can go and take the money, but you should go and bench him, amisha peirach, for getting rid of this yayinesach, this isra no, from among us. This will conclude it for today.